Dana, could you give us an update on the current water situation for Northern Water?
We are getting increasingly concerned about the situation here. The storms in early February did give a little bit of a jump start to the upper Colorado area, but it really wasn't enough for us to feel like we're stemming the tide at all. That basin has about 70% of average snowpack, and the South Platte over here is even worse at 60%.
And of course, Northern Water relies on reservoirs like Horsetooth. Are they where they need to be for this time of year?
They are below average, and you may see water filling up in both Carter Lake and Horsetooth, but that does not mean that we have any kind of abundance of supply. We're bringing that over from the west slope on the other side of the mountains to make room for what we can expect for this year, but we aren't expecting very much.
It appears that 2012 was tolerable water-wise because the state was coming off a pretty wet year. Seeing forecasts which show a weak January snowpack, and we're nearly through February now and things still appear far from where they need to be, should we be concerned that 2013 will begin to look like 2002, the last time we were in a pretty severe drought?
This is time that we should start looking at this being a 2002 kind of year, which is dire. Last year, there were some similarities, but our reservoirs were well above average in storage, so we knew we could easily meet demands.
What is Northern Water doing to prepare itself to be able to fulfill all of its obligations to water owners like farmers and towns this year?
Well, our board of directors is going to face a tough challenge if this continues, this lack of precipitation and snowpack. They have to decide how much water can be released to each of our water users in terms of a percentage of their contract. So they don't always get a full unit of what they own. And this year might be one of those where they're getting a lot less than they usually do, which is in the 70% of a unit. So we're looking at a tough decision for them. Do they give out a lot for the agricultural users to be able to plant their crops for the year and get through it? Or, a little bit of divvying up for municipalities to feel like folks can turn their taps on.
That was Dana Strongen. She's a spokesperson for the Northern Colorado Water Conservancy District. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.